The opinions and suggestions expressed in the following program are solely that of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. The following program is sponsored by Mullen Plumbing. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Welcome to House Talk, where answers to your home questions are just a call away at 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764.
Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome to House Talk. Man, I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen, and it is good to be here. We're those guys crisscrossing this beautiful state we call Oklahoma in those red and white trucks and vans and the big white pump trucks, of course. But one thing's for sure, when our techs show up, whether we're working inside or outside your home or business, shirts are going to be tucked in, belts are going to be on, and if we're coming inside, we're going to be wearing our shoe booties. I was very proud this week. I'd called in and I'd scheduled my checkup, and I wanted my filters changed and everything. So I called in, did the schedule, and my camera system says, "Hey, there's someone at your door." And so I look at it, checking to see who is on my front porch, and it's Lauren. And I'm bringing it up because the guys were talking about Lauren this morning. It sounds like some other folks in here had Lauren at their house. She is the first journeyman HVAC technician from the TTC, Technical College program. So it's kind of a big deal. I'm super proud. But I watched her go in the front door, and she's listening. She's just now finding that out. But I'm looking on the cameras. I saw her put her stuff down like we asked them to. She put her shoe booties on before she went inside. Lauren did a good job. Appreciate it, Lauren, if you're listening. It was very nice. I have got a panel of experts in here this morning. We have got lots of stuff to cover. I've got Mr. Jim Evans with Energy Tech. Jim, how you doing?
Hey, fantastic.
Jim, you said you were worried about me. You said you thought the hogs ate me. Is that what you said?
I thought you hadn't been here in so long. I thought you'd died and the hogs ate you. But you look healthy to me.
I feel healthy. You know, I had to, you know, took a little break.
Well, you had the Godfather in your place.
I did. Yeah, M. Dub. I call everybody else calls him Mark Wayne, but I just call him M. Dub. And yeah, M. Dub was in. I'm sure you'll see him again. I'm sure he'll be back around again.
Yeah.
So it's all good. I'm sure that was fun for you.
It was.
Yeah. Little throw. This is gonna make you mad. It was a throwback. It's good to bring the old stuff in here every now and then, right?
Yeah.
You and him, it's like classic, right?
Yeah.
So what are you talking about today?
Well, I'm talking about doors on the show and tell part of the show.
Okay, cool.
And then I'm talking about, believe it or not, windows.
Get out of here.
Yeah. On occasion, we sell windows.
Okay, that's
most
nice.
Of the time.
I know that's your passion.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay.
And I had an occasion where a competitor from out of state that the people got off the internet, I'll just throw it out like that.
Okay.
Had been to their house and told them that they made their own window.
Oh. Okay?
And then Jimmy shows up with the exact window.
And you're like, yeah, they made this one too.
I said, yeah, but they're charging you $327 more for their window than I am.
Wow.
Who got that sale? I dare you.
I imagine you did.
But it happens a lot. A lot of people have people that market that way. They'll tell you anything to sell you a window or door.
I can imagine so, and it's going to be fun talking to you about it.
Yeah.
I love your passion for your job, so that's always good. That's contagious.
That's right.
All right, I got Mr. Skip Labasse, Labasse Protection Services, the gentle giant over here.
You know, I run across the same thing in the camera world.
Yeah?
People say, hey, we come fix our cameras. I just got these brand new ones. They're not working. And I get there, and I'm like, well, this is brand new. We used to sell that 3 years ago before they discontinued it 2.5 years ago. You know, so that happens the same stuff. You got to be careful what you buy online.
You really do. Not even online, but even in stores. A side topic, we had one of our big pump trucks break down, and it's because the driver did what he was supposed to do, and he picked up an additive from an automotive box store and put it in the diesel, which he is supposed to do. But what we found out is not a lot of people buy that. So it could sit on the shelf for a year, 2 years, 3 years. Well, evidently the stuff he bought had been sitting there quite a while, clogged up our engine, shut it down. It was a mess. So we kind of learned a hard lesson on that. So you're right. Just because they call it, it might be new to you, but it might not be necessarily new.
So this is a first because I've never met Jim.
Yeah, it's Skip.
How long have you been on
Jim,
the show?
Hey. How
Jim,
many years?
Skip.
Gosh, I've been on since dirt.
Because I've been on for nine and a half. And
yeah.
You've been on longer than I have.
I don't know.
But we refer each other customers.
Yes.
But finally, our paths never crossed because we were on opposite weekends.
Yeah. Now you guys are putting faces with names and you're probably disappointed.
But we got to work one thing out. He stole my chair.
Yeah.
I'm
he
bigger.
Did. That's true.
It's like I get here earlier
That's
next
true.
Time.
Well, what the thing is that you guys are never here at the same time. And so you're right. Both of you sit in this chair. Imagine if you're me. Like, I'm confused because I'm just throwing me off. But we'll work through it.
Yeah, you're going to call me Skip.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do that to him. If you had another foot on you, Jim, I would call you.
He's a nice, honest guy. Don't do that to him.
All right. So you got your topics lined out. And
yes.
Ready to go.
Radio show, we're going to do LPR.
Yes.
Stands for License Plate Recognition Cameras.
Okay.
We're going to talk about it a little bit in the show. First question you're always asked, how much?
Right.
Second question is, can I get a tag? Well, I'm going to tell you how you can get a tag.
Okay.
And one of the only really real ways that's guaranteed.
Okay.
On the Facebook show, we're going to talk about Smurf Tube.
Smurf Tube.
Which is really just blue flex hose to protect your wire. Where I thought of it is we just did a job where some mice had chewed. Mice love coax and the coating around Cat 6.
Yeah.
Network cable. And this is a way you can help protect it.
Yeah, that's so interesting that they eat that. And I've been told by a pest expert that it's because they think they're roots.
No.
What do you say
it is? Out in the 70s, it said it came out that they put peanut oil in the mixture of the coating.
That actually makes a whole lot more sense.
And they say they did that on purpose. It was all coax back then. Maybe a little
bit
of telephone.
They did on purpose?
They did on purpose to people who replace it.
Ah, that's interesting.
But sometimes when they chew it,
yeah,
and Kellen will know this, it takes the system, whatever it's plugged into, with it.
You right.
It can take a surge and a shock from it.
Yeah.
But like, it also takes the rat with it.
All right.
But well, it seems like they like the stuff.
There's a bonus.
If you have a pet rabbit, anything, they like the stuff that's got the current going through it.
Right.
They always go to navigate to that first. So we're going to show you how to protect yourself from
how to
that.
Protect it.
Yep.
All right. I love it.
Way to get rid of rats.
Smurf pipe.
Smurf tube.
Smurf tube. Smurf pipe. Blue flex. We had all kinds of names earlier. And we got Kellen Callen over here with New Wave Solutions. Kellen, how you doing, man?
Hey, buddy. I'm good.
So you're educating us today on computer stuff, which we could all always use a little more education on that.
Yes, you could.
And today, I mean, I guess we're talking about if we're going to go shopping, what to look for.
Yeah, and before we get started, I mean, everybody needs a little more education on technology because, as Ray said 2 months ago, he's off the grid.
I'm on.
But he's checking his little camera.
I thought I was. I thought I was off the grid.
Everything's connected to the internet. But yeah, it's back to school time, and the challenging part is if you go online, you don't know what you're looking at most of the time, and Google can throw you off, and then the Best Buy tech wants to sell you the latest, greatest thing that might be a grand over what you actually need. So we're going to dial into to some of those, all the way down to, you know, we're talking about college kids. They work in the dark. Does the keyboard glow? That's important.
Yeah, he was giving me some of his tips today, and I'm just like, dang it, I didn't think of any of these when I was buying my kids' laptops. So I'm already smarter than I was when I woke up this morning. So it's a win.
Well, and I'm excited, too. We're going to talk about on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about the actual modules on the side, right? Inputs and outputs on the newer computer so you don't buy something old that's not compatible, right?
Well, yes.
They've got something to say, hey, I got a deal. And it's not really in line with what you need to be buying your kids.
And I'll be honest, you were telling me off the air what that thing is, and I've never heard of it before. And nor would I recognize it if I saw it. So I'm gonna discover that this weekend. I'm gonna look it up, and we're gonna let you tell us all about it.
We're gonna learn you something.
Yeah, you're gonna learn me something. This is good. All right, so I got like a minute left, right, Mark? Yeah, he says yeah. So Skip, are you on the platinum program now?
Oh my goodness, that's a sore subject. So. Short story. Well, actually, there's no short story to this. It's
right.
All short and sad, or long and sad. But I was supposed to get on it. We talked about it.
We did.
About 2 weeks ago.
Yes. Victoria was reaching out to
you. I'll have Victoria call you.
Yeah.
But I got busy.
Yeah.
And she called twice, actually. I never returned her call.
Right.
And then 3 days ago, I called Ray at 6 o'clock at night and said, hey,
yeah, he did.
My house is 85 going up. And he goes, well, what's the symptoms? And I go, well, last night I heard what I thought was an acorn inside the fan out in the unit. And he goes, no, your fan went out. Mm-hmm. And you were right.
I was right. Okay,
and
nice.
And so you send Justin out, which I'm telling you right now, that guy is top notch.
Nice.
I told him I was going to talk about him on the radio, so he's probably listening.
Way to go, Justin. Good
but
job,
I'm
brother.
Telling you, from when he got there, polite, knew his stuff, very educated on it. I mean, helpful, did little extra things he didn't have to do.
Yeah.
And he signed me up on the Platinum program.
So we got you fixed up. We got you hooked up. And now you're on the Platinum. So next time the system stops working, your blood pressure won't rise.
Exactly.
I can hear it in your voice.
Oh, yeah. And I called back like an hour later. I go, like, what's going on? I even called Sanja.
Yeah.
I go, hey, can you help me out of here? Can I get some strings pulled? She goes, you're on the list.
Skip was just tugging those strings. And we're like, we're coming, brother. We're coming. Calm down.
I'm not very patient.
Yeah.
And especially when it's 85 degrees and climbing.
Right.
But it was a little cold was coming out. I just didn't have the fan to push it.
Sure.
You know, but he did a phenomenal job. I'm on the platinum. But what I liked about it is I signed up right then. I got a discount, 20% on what he was doing then.
Yes.
And he went ahead and did some stuff for the platinum part while he was there.
Oh, I love it. That's good stuff.
He changed my filters. He did, you know, the little things. I don't know. Impressive.
Yeah. And now you're going to be spoiled. You're in the family. You're on the program. And you are good to go. I just wanted to throw that in there. Probably took a little too much time. I'm sorry. It's break time. Let's take a quick break. But when we get back, we've got lots more to cover. I'm Ray Tremble with Mullen. It's House Talk right here on KRMG. Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen, visiting with my buddies today. I don't know who the young intern is that just played my song, but thank you. Getting some thumbs up from in there. We just got through visiting with Jim here off the air. We were talking about some doors. We've got him in the house. He's covering windows today. Windows are his passion. This guy travels around with them in his truck. He's got this fancy setup. Yeah, it's a Tundra, right? Your Toyota Tundra. Right. And he's got this fancy cover, and he keeps all these different brands of windows manufacturers inside there. Just like what you were saying in the intro today, you show up on site and folks say, oh, well, I'm going with these special windows. These guys say they're the only ones that have them. You're like, that's weird. Here it is right here in the back of my truck.
That's what happened in this case. Yeah.
Wow. So you show up and folks are talking to you about either remodeling or maybe it's a new construction situation. And you break out these windows and you're like, let me show you what matters. And then you make an educated decision. I know that you don't bring that high pressure stuff. You just educate us and teach us what to look for. That way we can make a smart decision, right?
Anytime you're buying a product like a window, if you can compare them right next to each other, you'll make a lot better decision, okay? Whenever you can't see them next to each other, you can't tell a difference. But you can tell a difference in windows. The reason that I brought that up was I was at a customer's house, and they were paying, at this point, $336 more for a door that this guy had showed him.
Right.
And my door was the exact, pardon me, not the door, window. My window was the exact window. Same manufacturer.
Oh,
but
wow.
They were telling them that they made their own door. You got to check things out. If you don't compare, whether it be, and I'm going to, you know, I haven't mentioned this before, but if whether it's, what do you do?
Cameras.
Whether it's cameras or what,
I can tell.
Let it be recorded. He just pointed at Skip and said, like, what do you do?
I thought I was in trouble.
I didn't do it.
Anyway. I think he'll tell you the same thing, that you need to get more than one quote.
I agree with that.
And if you don't, shame on you. That's about the way it works.
All right.
This was the exact window for $330 less.
Wow.
Okay. And anyway,
that's a chunk of change.
Oh, sure.
Especially when you think about how many windows you have in a home.
Right. And this was an upscale window.
Yeah.
Okay. This wasn't your low end.
Right.
But anyway, you know, we also have a program on siding, especially new construction. I've been trying to get in that market for years because the lumber yards pretty well control it.
Yeah.
But what I'm telling people is that I'll do the siding at my cost on the siding plus labor.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one I did, which was a week and a half ago, and you can call the contractor on this one. I'll give you his name and number. I was $800 cheaper than his framer.
Woo. Okay. So we're talking about some big price differentials.
I want the windows, and I'll do the windows and cut the price on siding.
Wow. And, you know, you bring the quality, and like I was saying earlier, you educate us on how to make that smart decision so that we can see why the value is in a particular brand or style window. And a lot of times, just like we're going to learn later with Kellen talking about computers, some of it's things that you wouldn't ever think to think about or to even know that you care until it's way too late because it's already installed in your house and you're stuck with what you've got. I know that you travel, you have windows, will travel.
That's right.
And you'll go just about anywhere in the state, Jim. How do folks get a hold of you to get you out there on their site for that free estimate?
Well, you can get a hold of me or Mike Moore, my new salesman.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
At 918-232-3631 or jim@energytechinc.net.
All right. Give your number one more time because I always have folks say, he went through it so quick.
918-232-3631.
All right. Thank you, brother. All right. Just real quickly, I see a text on here. Ray, your reply on outside water hydrant water hammering was not clear. You said something about a loose screw holding a rubber seal. I feel like that's confusing two things. I don't remember talking to anybody about outside hydrant and water hammering, but okay. You know, what you probably have is you have a reduced pressure valve in your home, and a lot of times when you've got water hammering, that's the very first thing that I would tell you to check is to look for that reduced pressure valve and find it. A lot of times they're older and they can malfunction, and that can be the cause of water hammering. It's always a fluctuation of the pressure inside the line. And of course, to help you narrow it down, if you can't find it, give us a call. We'll get out there and we'll help you out. We got to take a quick break. Stay with us. We've got lots more. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. It's House Talk right here on KRMG. Welcome back to House Talk. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. This is House Talk on KRMG. So, really weird instance happened on the break. We're on Facebook. Mark comes in here, breaks up with me, and says, I'm not doing your show anymore. And he points in there at this young man running things today and says, that's Bryce. That's the new guy. Oh, there he is. All right, there. Now Bryce is officially introduced. So appreciate that. Glad to have you with us, Bryce. So we're visiting with these guys this morning. We're covering lots of topics. I'm jumping over here to Skip LaBasse, Protection Services. And today he's talking to us about you've either had this happen to you or you know somebody that happened to them. Something bad happened and they went to their cameras and they can tell that it's a car or a Jeep or a truck, but they can't see the license plate. And so now it's like looking for a needle in a haystack, right?
Second question I always get. First question is kind of funny. Hello, LaBasse Protection. How much is a camera? Well, you can't just have a camera. You know, do you need it installed? Do you need a DVR with it, et cetera? You know, power supply or everything else. But the second question is always, can I get a tag? And it's not that simple. The short answer is yes, but it is hard. And Oklahoma tags that gives us no favors on this. Starting all the way back, do you remember about 10 years ago, it was white with green letters.
Yeah.
That was ideal. The problem was...
Because the contrast was just easy. Right.
Green's not a dominant color on the cameras like red is. And it was just ideal situation. The problem was the cameras were awful back then. You know, we thought they were good, but they were so low res, you couldn't get a tag. Everything was grainy. So then we moved, if you remember, to the maroon letters, which was really awful because it's a faint maroon, and that's not a dominant. It just wouldn't pick up very well. So then whoever's idea was to make this new tag, which is pretty, I guess.
It's a pretty tag.
But it is awful for cameras
because it's hard to read. Yeah.
It's hard to read when you're behind it, the car behind you. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got the black blue, you got the darker blue, you got the black and a little bit of white and stuff.
Right.
And it's hard. So it's hard for our eyes to see it. It's hard for a camera to see it.
Okay, that's fair.
And so everyone was complaining. And you can't get with regular cameras, you can't get tags. It's got to be the perfect scenario, though. Because you remember this camera is now 15 feet in the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's at a slant. The car's going by. You're over, you know, probably 20 feet over.
Right.
So now you're at a slant up in the air high. So you got to hope someone, like in a driveway, you can get one. They're backing in. They're going slow.
Mm-hmm.
But what they came out with was called an LPR, license plate recognition camera. And I'm telling you, it's the best thing since sliced bread.
Really? You're impressed with it?
It's hard for me to sell new stuff. I got to test it first. I put it in my house. I put it and just kind of look at it and test it before I put my name on it and sell it out there.
Sure.
And I had a customer that said, I want to get a tag or take everything out. So, okay. So I went and found this.
You're like, but I got to do it.
And I mean, it's just, and what's funny is these other cameras are up to 5, 6, 8 megapixel, 4K.
Uh-huh.
The license plate recognition camera is only 2. But what it has is, it's got a little computer inside that regenerates the image.
Right.
And it is by far crystal clear. Cars can go up to like 15, 20 miles an hour around a corner, and it still gets that tag just like you're looking, like you're 3 feet away from the car right in front of it.
Wow.
And they've got them where you can get bigger, police departments or, campus securities and stuff. They can get it where it goes to a database and tell you who the car belongs to. You know, it does everything in the world. Average person doesn't do that. And they are very, very expensive. But I'm telling you, it is crystal clear on how that license plate is, even with these Oklahoma tags.
I'm sitting here thinking, I can't help it, but to be honest, transparent here, what I'm thinking about is that I think the Turnpike Authority has these cameras because they've sent me pictures of my license plate.
Going pretty fast.
Yeah, and I'm not going through 15, 20 miles an hour. I'm blasting through there at 90. And I'm like, man, that is just an incredibly clear picture of my license plate.
But the camera's just a little bit larger. It's a bullet style. And it takes it, regenerates it, and prints it out. I'm telling you.
Wow.
I was impressed by it.
How expensive of an upgrade is this for folks like us, if vandalization happens or theft happens, we want to know who's driving
they
off.
They start at $700 and go up.
Okay. It's really not that bad.
It was $699 for this one. The models go up.
Mm-hmm.
But what this person said was that price, what's going to cost me if someone breaks in and steals, it was a metal company, steal this metal from me. You're talking about tens and thousands of dollars.
Yes.
This tells me who this person is. So it's not something you want on a residential place.
Right.
And the camera is
you're not going to have this in your driveway.
No, camera is a little bit large for that.
Right.
Plus the driveway, if they backed in for some reason, which I don't know why they would, you're going to get a tag if you have any kind of resolution at all.
Right.
But on this one, we did all kinds of tests on it, driving at curves and turning around, and 100% of the time it picked up my tag.
You caught the tag every time.
It was nice. So it's more of a commercial enterprise level camera. But if you definitely need a tag and you're lost and comes down to it, this is the way to go. An LPR, license plate recognition camera.
LPR. You talk to us all the time about the importance of the resolution of the cameras. And, it's probably a good time to maybe, is there a way, a license plate may be a way to do it, but for us to kind of, if we're out there and we're a layman, we don't have a lot of experience with this. But we're running a business and we're feeling like our cameras give us security. Do you have like a suggestion for a little way to maybe go in and test the system? And then, in other words, wait, instead of waiting until something bad happens,
you do
simulate it and then go back and look for the video and see what you get.
I get this weekly probably.
Okay.
Because no one looks, they look at the live screen maybe, but live doesn't mean it's recording. It's just feeding the feed right through the line to your television.
Right.
They're like, man, I look at it every day, but I didn't know it wasn't recording. And when they need it, it's the only time they look at it, there's nothing there. The hard drive's frozen. The hard drive's locked up. The camera, what happens a lot is on these newer systems, when there's any kind of surge, it goes back into a hibernation mode until you reset it, kind of like a safety mode.
Sure, that makes sense.
It's almost like safe mode on a computer.
Right.
And so you got to reset it before, but you're still seeing a live image on the screen.
Uh-huh.
So what I tell people is set your alarm on your phone. First of every month, go and check it.
Okay.
Even reboot it, shut it down, bring it back up, take the little duster and dust off the fan holes on the sides. Mm-hmm. Just clean it up once a month. And once a quarter, clean your cameras, which protect those also. But yeah, you go in there. But what's deceiving is when you talk about resolution, my standard now is 5 megapixel.
Okay.
I got on my house, I've got 15 5 megapixels, and I got one 4K, which is 8 megapixel.
Uh-huh.
You can't tell the difference. That's why, and the frame rate is higher on the 5, so I suggest going with a 5 with a higher frame rate.
Sure.
But when you go to these box stores and get online, they're going to say 5 megapixel 4K. That doesn't mean you're getting quality. I mean, I can go buy a V8 car and a V8 Ferrari, you know, higher. Yeah. Just like cars, there's different levels. The same way with cameras, you get what you pay for. When you got a whole box for $399, there's a reason why it's $399.
Right.
You're getting, you know, last year's models, you're getting a very, very low processor. And Kellen can tell you this over computers.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between an i3 and an i7. Uh-huh. You know, it's the same difference.
He was talking about that off the air this morning already.
Yeah. There's a huge difference. The same way with cameras. When you're getting this box for $399 from the box store
right.
of cameras, they're all in one, you're getting less than an i3. You're getting like an i1. I mean, it's just... Is it better than nothing? Yes, but you're not. When you play it back, live looks good. When you walk through those box stores, I didn't say this looks good.
Yeah.
But they're
perfect
eye level. Perfect eye level.
It's right there on the shelf, right there close to you.
Play that back with someone moving, especially. Right. That's when you see the difference.
Right. I love that. I would have never expected that you would say audit the system or check it once a month, but that sounds like great advice.
Clean them once a quarter. What I say is every season, clean them. But audit once a month, go in there and turn it off, turn it back on, test it. Just go in and play back yesterday's date.
Okay, sweet.
You can tell if it's working or not.
All right, so I know you go out. I know you do free estimates. You'll come out and audit the system or design a complete new way of getting it done. How do folks get a hold of you, Skip?
They give us a call at 918-955-1381.
All right, sweet. Bryce, is it time for me to go? He says, yeah, it is. All right, then let's take a quick break. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. It's House Talk right here on KRMG. Oklahoma, and welcome back to House Talk. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen, and I am visiting with my buddies this morning. We're covering a lot of stuff today. I've got Jim Evans in with Energy Tech, Skip Labasse Protection Services, and I've got Kellen Cowan in with New Wave Solutions. He is our computer guru guy. Before we jump into Kellen's tips for us on computer shopping, we'll take the phone call real quick. Hey, good morning, Randy. You're on the air.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've got a big lake, and there's a 6-inch pipe at the bottom of the lake that goes through the dam.
Okay.
When it goes through the dam, on the outside of the dam, there's a big valve that you could open and close and take water out of the lake or actually drain the lake if you wanted to.
Sure, sure.
And a guy hit that with a piece of equipment. So now you've got water uncontrollably flowing out of a 6-inch metal pipe, and the where he hit the valve, it's all twisted and cracked. There's mm-hmm. no way to stop the water. So how would you all stop that water?
Do you know where it is on the other side?
Yeah, it's there. There's a pipe that's out in the lake. You just have to go find it.
You got to go find it. One of the things that we could do is we actually have PADI certified guys that go underwater and we repair pumps. We work on lift stations that are in water features, and then we also do this in pools. You know, pressurizing systems and lines. So one option is we'd be able to go in there, stop the water from the other side, and then make the necessary repair on the outside of the dam. I don't know how feasible that is. If you have a map or something that at least gives a proximity of where this pipe is at.
But there's not a way that you can think of to fix it from the outside?
Possibly, depending on what type. That's what I was about to follow that with, is that if you could send us or email pictures of the valve, that's at the end of this pipe. There might be a way for us, even though the pipe is damaged or the valve is damaged, we may be able to connect to that with a new pipe and valve. Do what?
The valve's torn off of it.
Okay.
Equipment hit it and just tore it off.
We can come in. You can go in on a 6-inch line, and you can do a clamp valve. And what they'd have to do is put that on with it open, and then get it clamped onto the pipe, and then close it down. But we would definitely need to take a look at that before I could tell you definitively what we could do. But if you could send us some pictures, we could definitely look at it and tell you what we can or can't do.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, you bet, Randy. Thank you, brother.
Bye.
Okay. That was a challenging one, right? That's interesting. And it would be really tricky, but I don't know. To me, I always believe that if there's a will, there's a way. So we could get out there, and what I'm thinking that we'd probably do is go in there with a sleeve and a clamp on this 6-inch pipe. A lot of times there's flanges and things involved. We might be able, but it would be tough to do, because that's a 6-inch pipe with a lake draining through it is going to be a whole lot of pressure and a lot of volume. So that would be tricky. But hey, I love stuff like that. So hopefully, Randy, you send us some pictures. Send it to Ray, R-A-Y, at Mullen Inc., MullinInc.com. And I'll take a look at it, and I'll tell you what we can or cannot do. All right, Kellen. Man, I love visiting with you. If it's we're talking about dark web, we're talking about technology and computers, and some of the tips that you've been giving me today, I'm just like, oh my gosh! I was buying my kids laptops not that long ago. I didn't think about any of these things that you're mentioning today.
No, Ray thinks about price. We know.
I do. I walk in, I'm like, how much? How much is it? And then past that, I'll probably let my kids down a little bit on that. So give us some of these simple things. We got I ate some of your time. I left you like 4 minutes.
You don't talk a lot.
Really. No, I know.
So,
appreciate it.
I mean, we kind of went over on Facebook Live. I'll recap. When you go to the technical specs, right, you want a dual core, so go under processor. That's how fast something can process. You need at least 2 cores. The good news is, with what you're looking at, you're usually looking at an i3, an i5, or i7. All of them have more than 2 cores. So you're good there, unless you're going to do some kind of design.
Right.
Or photo.
Yeah.
Or you're going to let your kid play games, right?
You don't have to do an AutoCAD or something like that.
Yeah.
That's different.
RAM.
Yeah.
4 gig RAM, unless you're going to really get after it with Microsoft apps. I prefer 8 gig of RAM.
Okay. But you're doing stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But yeah. I mean, you're pricing, right?
Yeah.
And these things rolling out, you're talking $100 probably.
Okay.
So invest it. Yeah. The biggest thing on a laptop, spec-wise, solid-state hard drive.
Okay.
Save you so much time. Big deal.
That's what the SSD stands
now,
for.
Now, let's talk about what your kids care about.
Okay.
Because they're going to work in the dark. You know, they're weird.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They are.
So make sure the keyboard lights up. That's a big deal. You get a kid a laptop, they're going to come back and they're your daughters. They're going to go, Daddy, I need a different laptop.
Yeah,
and
now you're buying two. Simple one, and I would have never thought about it, to be honest with you. That's funny.
Really, the connectors. So we talked USB-C. We looked at it. Right on Facebook, I pulled this thing back up. You need a couple USB-C ports on
it,
and you can buy any adapter you want. You can add extra space if they start storing pictures like crazy of them and their friends,
right?
Or they connect their iTunes and go, oh, crap, my computer doesn't work. Well, it ran out of space, right?
Yeah.
You get yourself out of a jam. Dig in, does it have a webcam, right? Cover that sucker up if you've got kids, if you've got a daughter, right?
Okay,
just stuff on a laptop. And how much does it weigh? We got to haul this thing around everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Hang on, I want to back up. So you don't want a webcam?
You do.
You do want a webcam, but you want it covered up.
They're going to come regardless, right?
Right.
It's one of those built-in features. So 99.9% of the time, your new laptop has a webcam.
Has a webcam.
Yeah.
But cover it.
Yeah, because it's your personal. How secure is your personal stuff? You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So don't let the weird dude.
I'm just sitting here thinking my home computer in the office has a webcam on it.
So is your doorbell.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to hack into Ray's house and just watch you.
You'll see some cool stuff. You guys will see me doing my risky business imitation of Tom Cruise.
Oh, please, no.
Underwear and socks sliding across the floor. Just kidding. Everyone just threw up just a little bit. I love the consideration, because I got to be honest with you. I'm sitting here thinking, why would I use a computer in the dark? But you're right. The kids, they listen to the you know, the younger generation, especially college generation, they're listening to music. They do have the lights out. And so that stuff, the visual, the size of the screen, the light up keyboard.
Make sure it has onboard Bluetooth. Good. Right?
Yeah. Like no brainer things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
This is good
Quit
stuff.
Quit worrying about all the techie stuff. Get the.
Okay. I feel like you almost need to give us like a checklist of the do's and don'ts. Like here's what you have to have. The USB-C, the SSD on the hard drive, 15-inch monitor, 4 gigs of RAM, light-up keyboard. Did I basically just...
Dude, he pays attention. I'm impressed. I didn't know you could remember stuff like that. See, I'll tell you what. NewWaveSolutions.com.
Yeah.
Right? We've got our resources tab. Okay. I'll put a checklist under there.
Oh, that's super cool. New Wave Solutions. Kellen, if folks want to get a hold of you guys, especially those out there networking the business, trying to streamline, I know you guys do servers, you do all this stuff. How do they get a hold of you guys, get you guys out, take a look at what they've got going on?
Sure. Call us at 918-289-2093 or hit us up on our website, newwavesolutions.com with one or two W's because we own both domains.
There you go.
There you go.
I love it.
Also, we're on Facebook.
Okay. That's good stuff. I appreciate it, Kellen. All right, Bryce is in there giving me the finger. No, I'm just kidding. He's telling me I got to go. It's time to go. Hope everybody enjoyed the show. We had a lot of fun today. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. Remember, you can reach us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 918-258-6636. Have a great weekend.